Davis Marion, South Lancaster, Massachusetts, October 23, 1890. Dear Marion, I will try to write you a few lines this morning. I wish to say that it is time that you have a period of entire rest, and I hope you will now regard my wishes and take it. While out to your father's, do not try to write or fix manuscript. Just let the mind rest and be free. Go anywhere you please, do anything you please, and rest. Your wages shall go on just the same. This is my decided wish, and then when I am through with this round of meetings, we will go into the preparation of the life of Christ, fresh and earnest. Will you do it? I am writing a little as I can on the life of Christ, but other topics come in with my labor which I am obliged to give thought and trace upon paper. I will tell you something of how I have worked. Sabbath. I spoke in Adams Center to a full house. There were many outsiders present. They said more than they had ever seen out to any of their meetings. There was quite a turnout of the Seventh-day Baptists. They are strong at this point, have a large church. Their minister, named Prentice, was at the meetings, most of them. He does not seem to be prejudiced, as some of their ministers are. There is still another prominent man living at Adams Center. I cannot call his name to mind now. He is quite wealthy, and he is not prejudiced as some of the Seventh-day Baptists. He came to our meetings and seemed to be much pleased. Our ministers think that my labors at this meeting will remove a great deal of prejudice. I never had greater freedom in speaking. Sands Lane and Brother Place and Wilcox remarked they thought they had heard Sister White speak in power before, but they never heard her speak in so impressive and powerful a manner as at these meetings. I spoke 3 times, and I know the Lord strengthened me. I have spoken in this place 5 times with much freedom. In all the schools I have visited, I have not seen so intelligent, clear-looking a class of students together as at this place. Most of them are prompt in hearing their testimonies, and we hope and pray the meetings may do them real good. We see some noble, firm-looking men who have embraced the truth since we were here last. One is a man about my age, with a powerful voice, converted from one of the denominations. He was their chorister, and he acted in this capacity here. He is educating the college students in singing. He comes from Nashua 2 or 3 times each week. I am much pleased with his appearance. There is another noble-looking man, not more than 45 years old. Himself, his wife, and all his children, which number, I believe, are converted to the truth. He is a man much respected in Bloomfield, Connecticut. They have built a neat, commodious house of worship. There is something being done which pleases me. I have now spoken 5 times. Yesterday and Sunday I spoke in the morning and afternoon, took dinner at the students' home, and yesterday kept outdoors much of the time because I was not able to breathe freely. But you see, I did not give up. The riding out 2 did me much good. I did not go into their morning meeting, for we have important meetings yet before us. I must speak 1 each day from now on, and Sabbath and Sunday will be, I think, days of earnest labor. The people east here are pleading with us to remain the winter here. I do not dare to promise anything. I shall wait and see what the Lord would have me to do. I cannot give encouragement that my time will be spent in New England and on the Atlantic coast without I know for a certainty that this is the best thing for me to do. I find I cannot give so continuous effort in speaking as I have done. I have no chance to forget that I have a heart that needs special care and favor. But will it receive it, is the question. I am writing every day important matters that are called forth by my labors in these places. I am doing considerably more in the writing line than when at Battle Creek. I think the atmosphere is some better here than at Battle Creek. We had rain Thursday night and half the day Friday, a beautiful day Sabbath. Then in the night, it commenced raining and just poured all day Sunday, Monday, and part of the day Tuesday. Yesterday was a beautiful day, the atmosphere clear and bracing. But I overworked the day before yesterday, and it was hard for me to breathe. I have had a severe attack of malaria, but it was not of a character to take me down because it worked off in looseness of the bowels. I am very anxious you should feel entirely free to go anywhere, be at Battle Creek, ride out with the horse and carriage where and when you please. Go into the country to Richard Godsmark's, to Brother Hillard's, anywhere it pleases you. But do stop work and recreate. I will now go to breakfast. In much love. Remember me to your father, whom I respect in the Lord.